Hi, you've reached the Haynes office of Alaska State Parks. It's April 2nd, 2015, and our office is staffed intermittently. If you'd like to leave us a message, we'll call you back as soon as we can. Thanks.
That's the recording you get when you try calling the State Parks office in Haynes. Parks specialist Tom Kane recently resigned from the post, but will stay on the job through May. He started last fall after Ranger Preston Coors transferred to Kodiak. Southeast Parks Superintendent Mike Eberhardt says the department is in the process of hiring for another ranger, but doesn't know how long it will take. The department will also be hiring for two seasonal park technicians. Losing Kane so close to the tourist season has some local groups concerned with how the parks will be managed this summer, especially in the Chilkoot area. Pam Randles works with the Alaska Chilkoot Bear Foundation. She says without a ranger, it's up to volunteers and local law enforcement to help control human-bear interactions in the Chilkoot corridor.
We need to have that person available to us because volunteers and technicians don't have any authority. All we can do is advise and talk to people, but we have no authority to issue a ticket, for example, if someone does bait a bear.
Shannon Donahue is executive director of the Great Bear Foundation, not to be confused with Randall's organization. Donahue used to work as bear monitor at Chilkoot with State Parks, but that position doesn't exist anymore. Donahue says Chilkoot needs special attention by a ranger.
Just in terms of compliance with the way people behave out there, it's really, really crucial that people understand what the expectations that the state and the community have of their behavior out there. And for that, we need to have consistency, and so we need to have a full staff there.
Not every state park is managed by rangers. Some are overseen by park specialists. That's what Kane did in Soldotna before taking the Haynes job. But rangers receive training at the Trooper Academy so they can do more enforcement, such as writing tickets and citations to people for things like wildlife harassment. Randall says that's an important part of the Haynes job. She says she's seen instances of bear baiting in Chilkoot and other dangerous bear encounters. Those are the types of things a ranger can help control and prevent, she says.
Those kinds of things, we need to not have people getting away with that kind of stuff, because that communicates to the public in general that that's okay. And that kind of behavior can be very, very dangerous to humans and bears.
Donahue agrees. She would like to see a consistent person in the ranger position here who doesn't just focus on enforcement, but can safely manage all aspects of the state parks.
I think enforcement is a really crucial part of the puzzle, but I think the most important things are having a set of expectations, whether that's regulations or guidelines, that is communicated to the public clearly, so the public knows what is expected of them, and then it needs to be backed up by law enforcement.
The Haynes State Parks Office oversees 7 parks, including Chilkat State Park, the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve, and the Chilkoot Lake, Mosquito Lake, and Portage Cove recreation sites. The department also oversees 2 state marine parks in the area. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Margaret Friednauer.